This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, the number of coronavirus-related deaths is above 144,000, and the confirmed coronavirus cases is well above 2.1 million. In the U.S., there are more than 34,000 deaths and nearly 700,000 confirmed cases. The White House said Thursday that G7 leaders agreed Thursday to coordinate the reopening of their economies after the coronavirus pandemic and to ensure trusted supply chains in the future. U.S. President Donald Trump hosted the video conference with other G7 leaders, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan, as the world's biggest economies increasingly look to ending the economic paralysis caused by attempts to stop the virus spread. The United States is current chair of that group. President Donald Trump gave U.S. governors a roadmap Thursday for recovering from the economic pain of the coronavirus pandemic, laying out a phased and deliberate approach to restoring normal activity in places that have strong testing and are seeing a decrease in COVID-19 cases. The new guidelines are aimed at easing restrictions in areas with low transmission of the coronavirus while holding the line in harder-hit locations. It made clear that the return to normalcy will be a far longer process than Mr. Trump initially envisioned, with federal officials warning that some social distancing measures may need to remain in place through the end of the year to prevent a new outbreak. He also largely reinforced plans already in the works by the governors, who have primary responsibility for public health in their states. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.